This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Off-year election madness. U.S. off-year elections are often little more than an exercise in reading tea leaves. Hardcore political junkies pay a lot more attention to them than others because it's a sales and promotion event for the pros trying to gear up for bigger bucks in the midterms. This one is a little more interesting. There are two governor's races, one in New Jersey, often reliably Democratic, but not always, and another in Virginia, which has most recently been Republican. Democrats have hopes in the state of lovers, and Republicans have dreams for suburbanites in Jersey. Until recently, Democrats looked good to go in both, but some polls indicate a tightening race. And then there's New York City, where it's Democrats running against Democrats, calling themselves independents or whatever. This time, the winner of the Democratic Party over the former governor still refusing to let go is not just a Democrat, but a Democratic Socialist. My goodness, does Mandami have them in a panic. National party leaders aren't sure whether to claim him or disown him. Trump is calling him, wrongly, a commie and threatening to freeze as much federal money to the city as he can get away with if Mandami wins, as expected. Socialism, whateverism. What's really important and interesting in this race is how Mandani has centered his campaign on affordability. With Trump's mishandling of the economy and tariffs, along with his tax breaks for the rich, his new slogan of not make America great, but pain to the people. That could be a winner politically in races high and low. Another important sidebar to this off-year season is the push from state to state on redistricting, or more accurately, gerrymandering. Red state governors heeded Trump's call to give him more seats to try and keep control of the House of Representatives, and some blue state Democratic governors have responded in kind. It's actually on the ballot in a big fight in California, pitting one current Democratic governor against a former Republican one. There was an interesting piece in the Times in the science section rather than the main section where politics normally goes to die, buried in thousands of words and opinions. The piece was about the math behind it all and something called recombination, referring to a class of redistricting algorithms developed by Dr. Moon Dutchin and her team from Harvard. Remember all the stories about the Texas Republican gerrymandering wizard who died on the job a couple of cycles ago, allowing his daughter to tell all about the scandal and deliberateness of the enterprise? Dutchin is someone pushing back from the other side. There's really nothing good about gerrymandering, and it perverts any semblance of democracy and one person, one vote on a level playing field. This is a spit fight where no matter who the winner is, in the long run, we all lose. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.